This is Senator Al Simpson. With the domestic energy industry really on the ropes, we have made one small step in the right direction. Did Ted Kennedy even notice? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the so-called windfall profits tax is one of the last of the Carter administration programs to bite the dust. Thank heaven. When President Reagan signs the trade bill in the coming days, he will tap the last nails in the box to salt away a program that really put the skids to our nation's energy industry. You and your cheap energy chums in the Northeast really rammed it to us on that one. OPEC is flooding the world market. Our dependence on foreign oil is at a record high of 46%. Domestic producers have been forced to shut in wells. Many jobs have been lost. The price of oil and gas has dropped so severely there haven't been any profits to tax. But this repeal now lays a positive groundwork for the future of our oil and gas industry. That's critical if we want to keep OPEC from calling the shots on our energy supply.
Al, you never met an oil industry tax you didn't dislike, and the windfall profits tax is no exception. You're right about one thing, Al. There are few windfall profits these days, which is why Congress let the tax be repealed with so little fuss. The OPEC cartel has lost its iron grip, and the price of world oil is now well below the peak level set by OPEC in its heyday. Things were different in the 1970s, Al. The soaring price of oil brought endless gas lines for American drivers and endless profits for big oil. The windfall profit tax stopped that obscene profiteering, Al, and it can do the same next time if the price of oil ever goes through the roof again. I hope we never have to enact another windfall profits tax, Al, but it worked once, and if we need it again, you bet the people will demand it, and Congress will enact it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.